I'm Cloudette, and this is Cloud, Coffee and Code.
Hello and welcome to our fourth installment of our virtual happy hours. Last week, we had Paradise Springs Winery on, the CEO. He was 40 under 40, and it was a great time. We got to drink some wonderful, wonderful wine. And this week, we're switching moods from the wine, and we're going over to beers. We're going to local beers of Texas to invite on a good friend of mine, a good friend of Capital Presence. That is Eric Betchell of Game Plan Digital, who I'm told I'm not allowed to call him founder and CEO. So he thinks that that's too bougie. As he shows up in a suit jacket, his CEO title is too bougie for him. But welcome on, Eric. Yes, please defend the suit bougie with the CEO title.
You got to dress up when you're on with Mr. Roy Edwards over here, founder and CEO of Capital Presence.
So COO. You can't call me CEO. Sorry. My wife will get very upset.
We always knew who the boss was. So that makes a lot of sense. But I'm going business casual, as most people are these days. I got the shorts on back here. So
that's the way to do it. That is the appropriate way to enter into a virtual meeting these days, is to be all business up top. And then, you know, you got to have your comfies, maybe some slippers, maybe a nice pair of joggers. Down below. So I actually did not do that today. I'll show you my wardrobe. So okay. I'm wearing some red corduroy pants over here as I stretch it out. The only reason why I did that is because it came today. So I ordered some clothes offline because I'm a degenerate and have to spend money, and these came in today.
Supporting the businesses.
And here I am supporting businesses. It wasn't a small business. It was Vineyard Vines, but you know, maybe we'll have him on one of these happy hours. So first off, before we get in, Eric, what are you drinking? I need to know what you're drinking today. This is a happy hour.
Yeah. I decided to drink local, as you said. I'm a fan of the IPAs due to my time in Brooklyn. I don't know if you can see the Brooklyn sign, but gotta represent a little bit. But IPA wanted. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and our sister city, Fort Worth, has Wild Acre Brewery. So I have one of their fantastic IPAs here. Very nice. I don't know if you can get it out of state, but if so, it's nice. Has taste of hops, you know, it's good. Overall, great IPA.
All right. And Courtney, I'll switch it over to you now. I need to know do you have anything? Any nice beverage with you?
Oh, wonderful. Agua from the sink.
from also local Texas, we have water over in Houston area. Very nice. It gives it a nice little zing to it. So I have a few things. So I got made fun of the last couple of weeks for drinking Miller Lite. Although last week we obviously all drank Paradise Springs Winery, but I drank Miller Lite the first 2 weeks and got made fun of. So, which I'll probably get made fun of again. Here I'm drinking a Bold Rock apple cider. It is a hard classic cider. And then for the Cinco de Mayo week, since we're all still celebrating, I have a Corona Seltzer, which this is a blackberry lime Corona Seltzer. It's terrible. Don't go and buy it. Corona, if you're watching, you produce a terrible, terrible drink. It tastes like pepper, but that's okay. I will consume it nonetheless. So now that we all have drink in hand, let's get down to the actual reason why we're here, and that is to discuss digital marketing. So yes. Eric, we've been working together for a while now, but you had spoken to me at the beginning of this and said the importance that of small business getting involved in digital marketing at this time. And so I guess we can just straight up and open up with that and say, why is this a good time for small businesses to get into digital marketing?
Right now, it's a tough time for any business, to not sugarcoat it. You know, I saw the unemployment numbers from today. I think it, if not eclipses, but rivals the Great Depression. So, you know, everyone knows the story. COVID broke out, unemployment, rough economy. Due to that, you really have to, you're forced to either, you know, sink or swim. You gotta fight to keep your company alive. And the best way to go about that is reaching out to where they are spending their time. You know, I have done a lot of, you know, research and, you know, looking into the Great Depression, to be honest. And I looked into what companies really not just survived the Great Depression, how they did it, but what companies thrived during it. Anytime there's a period of volatility like this, it's a really good opportunity to, you know, shake up things within your industry and sort of take over some spots that your competitors really had above you, and, you know, win some of their business. So one story that kept coming back to me was Procter & Gamble during the Great Depression. I'm sure they're killing it right now due to the nature of this one, but back then, you know, everybody was pulling out their ad spend, all their marketing dollars. Economy was terrible, so everyone was getting really conservative with it, whether it's a large business or a small business. But P&G, they actually went out and reached out to consumers where they were spending their time, which was modern technology, obviously radio back then. So they created the first ever sort of a storyline behind radio programs, and they called it a soap opera. So because of that, we now thank P&G for creating soap operas, but also kind of showing us how important it is, even especially when times are rough, to reach consumers where they are spending their time. Today, that's a cell phone or, you know, desktop streaming something. So I'm, you know, that's something that large businesses knew for a very long time. And to be quite frank, those were my clients for a very long time. But I'm seeing this, and when I started Game Plan, it's more of a opportunity to share that gospel with smaller businesses that didn't necessarily know so much about it.
Hey, Eric, is there any type of advice you can give to these small businesses that are struggling about social media marketing and how they can, you know, really take advantage of this time?
Yeah, certainly. So social media marketing, there's a lot of components that go into it, but, you know, the average person that doesn't really, you know, spend a lot of time marketing might think, oh, that's just posting on Facebook, posting on LinkedIn, Twitter, what have you. But there's actually a whole advertising component behind that. We certainly do a lot of the, you know, I call it organic social media. That's free to do. And it's the best way to really, you know, communicate with customers on a one-on-one setting. You can message them, but Facebook and LinkedIn and all these companies that you hear about in the news, they got that big because, you know, their algorithms are really good when it comes to advertising. There are billions and billions of dollars out there that have just been pulled out of the ad space. And that's due to a lot of large companies kind of hearing about coronavirus and hearing the news and getting conservative with their money. That really opens up the opportunity for a lot of these small businesses to fill that vacuum when it comes to advertising on these social media platforms.
So, I've always been a fan of video, right? And yeah. I know that you're a fan of video, obviously, as well. But what is the importance of running a video campaign as opposed to text? And is there an importance? Does it matter whether you're running something that's text or static image based or video based?
Honestly, like, we run static images as well. There is an importance to do both. In an ideal world, if you had the resources, you would run every different type to create one integrated campaign. But engagement rates with advertising have consistently shown that moving imagery sort of catches eyes better, and you know, there's a higher click-through rate involved with that, which in turn is less money for lead or acquisition, whatever your industry is. But video, obviously, yeah, video is the way to go in that sense. Right now, I think the streaming services, the big ones, they're up like 12% since the outbreak of this virus has started. So, you know, it's obviously a terrible thing. And I wish I could go outside. I need a haircut really bad, as you can see. But if you're a business, you know, you have no option. You have mouths to feed, especially small businesses. You have to you know, take advantage of the situation, what it's given you, and make the best out of it. And right now, digital is sort of on that spectrum of it.
Gotcha. And let's take a step back just for a second here. Can you talk about your previous clients and, you know, who Gameplan Digital is?
Yeah. So that kind of starts with a little bit of my background. I joined right out of college, West Virginia University, go Mountaineers. eBay. So I got my start at eBay, and then I moved on, you know, from agency to agency in New York City. I worked with some of the biggest names in the U.S., like, you know, McDonald's, BMW, just I can name drop a couple big names. But I saw the amount of money that all these large agencies are spending into digital. And then I thought, you know, my uncles and everyone that owns businesses, they're not as big, but they don't really know about any of this stuff. They don't get these benefits. So that's specifically why I went out and created, I actually recruited a whole bunch of these people behind the scenes in the agencies, not the salespeople, but the people that do the work for the McDonald's and BMWs of the world. And we got together, they're part-time, they still, you know, all hold day jobs, but we basically take the skills we use for these big people and translate it down to a smaller scale for, you know, small companies. So when I say small though, like that's subjective. I have a company, I have permission to say their name, but Wild Brands, they make potato chips, but they use chicken breast instead of potato. It's really paleo keto friendly. Roy, I think you'd be a big fan of chicken chips.
That does sound delicious. I have Crohn's disease. A lot of people know that. So which leads to why I'm drinking such terrible beer and not some fun fancy IPA. My belly, you know, needs the apple. So that sounds delicious. I love that. And so to kind of talk more about the, you know, not to put all millennials in a box and say that they're all doing keto or Whole30 or something like that. I am a millennial. I do keto and Whole30. So I'm in that box that I'm poking at. But a lot of them are moving to new social platforms, right? They've been on Instagram. They kind of got off Facebook, based on who you ask. But I'm sure your data could tell me more than what I know. But they're getting off Facebook. They're getting on Instagram. And now we're seeing a trend to social media like TikTok. So how do you use, and you know, how do you use all the different social medias? How do you keep up with this? And then is it just you got to dip your feet? Is there something do you have to be on every social media platform? What's kind of your take on that?
I know you're up to date with TikTok, Roy. You have kids around that age. They do all the dances in the houses, like shimmying left and right. But TikTok's, it's just the new wave. You know, you had Snapchat before that. You had Instagram before that. Every 5 years or so, there's going to be some new, you know, top dog that comes along and kind of takes over the crown of what the high schoolers and what the, you know, the youth of America is into. So there's a couple ways, you know, it's free to do, but you can set up an account under your business name for any of these platforms. And the best way to go about it is not seem like the old person in the room that's trying to act young and hip again. But at the same time, like acknowledge, like this is what this platform's used for. TikTok in particular started out as a lip syncing platform, and people now during, you know, this shut in everywhere are using it to like tell stories, you know, make funny videos. It's really the new viral platform. I don't have any clients that are advertising on that yet, but I had some discussions with them, and it might be out of the budget for a lot of small businesses. But if you have, you know, the money to spend on that, it's certainly a good way to start one of those viral challenges that you see on your whatever your preferred social media is.
And just to piggyback off that, I think it's important to note who your target audience is, right? So absolutely, if your target audience is that younger, then maybe you do take the TikTok. And so it used to be called Musical.ly.
Yes.
Was the original TikTok. So yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to step on the end of your there, but.
No, that's good. I'm impressed.
I do have young children, so I'm well versed in the TikTok game.
I'll have to look up your Musical.ly account after we're done.
Please don't.
You know, speaking on TikTok and how that's been like the new hip, like what do you call it, marketing, I guess you could say, or just like a fun thing to do with kids. Where do you see marketing go in the future? Like, do you think that Google and Alexa, you know, how are they going to play a role in this?
Honestly, yes. I mean, it's a leading question, but you led in the right direction. You know, it's absolutely going towards Alexa, smart devices. The reason I say that is because Google runs the show in digital marketing in general. Whatever Google wants to succeed is going to succeed. The last thing you do before you make a large decision, you Google whatever it is and you go buy it. So they are adjusting their algorithm. And yesterday, actually, they put in a large adjustment. They do little ones, little tweaks every single day, multiple times a day. But every now and then, there are some groundbreaking ways that they take whatever you enter there and decide, you know, who's going to come up top of the list. It seems in the way a lot of analysts are sort of predicting is they are giving credence to websites that, you know, code, format, structure their website in a way that's friendly for smart devices, cell phones, Alexas, whatever. But it seems as if Google is predicting that in the future, all of our Googling will be done out loud with Alexa. So it's, yeah, if it's heading in that direction, I would bet on that.
And so have you begun to work with Alexa at all? I know that I don't know the answer to it, and when I didn't ask you about it before, but have you worked at all with Alexa skills or anything in the past?
So, slightly. That's something that is sort of on the cutting edge of the industry right now. You have to get some very specific talents to get an app like that. I know one place I could find one, and I have a client that is possibly interested in developing their own Alexa skill. So, like, if you have a news company out there, you can set up this skill so that people first thing in the morning when they wake up, they grab their coffee and they listen to hear what is the most relevant news to them. If you're into sports, it can be like a sports blog, for instance. But from an SEO perspective, getting clients at the top of the list, we do a little bit of SEO that helps with Alexa and, you know, Google, all those smart devices.
Courtney, do you have a question? If not, I'm going to jump on top of you and ask my second one.
I have a question for you.
Oh,
guys.
She's muted, of course. Courtney is the worst.
There I am. Sorry, I was about to sneeze.
I see you speaking, and I'm waiting for you. I'm like, obviously, I can see you that you have a question as you're waving and saying, "Hey, I'm up." But you're the Courtney.
No, I am the worst with it. My apologies. I mean, all this is super neat. I'm just kind of watching how everything's unraveled as far as technology-wise. I mean, you look at solar panels. I know I'm going off topic for like marketing, but everything is just—it's just skyrocketing. Like everything is changing so quickly. I'm waiting for the next human bot.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. I'm ready for like my twin to be coming in. Like, oh, you can work for me. I'm gonna go take care of this right now.
That's the way social media is headed.
Yeah, which artificial intelligence plays a major role into this, which is why I'm glad you brought up Alexa and Google Home. But as I say her name, she lights her magical ring up.
Yeah.
But do you have a favorite platform? Is there one that you like more than the other? Or
really,
you know, if you're devising a platform, if you're creating a layout for me, and now don't give away the secret sauce, right? Because we want them to reach out to Game Plan. But yes. Do you have a favorite platform that you think is kind of a good, like you have to be on it?
At this point in time, I would say social media. Not really any particular platform. I'm platform agnostic. Depending on who your clients are, like you're saying, it really varies on which platform. That's kind of a cop-out, but in terms of, you know, I've been seeing about 30% better performance for my customers during this last 2 months. So I'm not saying I got any smarter, better. It's just the nature of people being online. Anytime there's more supply of ad space and less demand, it works as a buyer's market. And the best way to go about it, and hands down, number one rule of digital marketing, don't invest all your eggs in one basket. You got to diversify your bonds, so to speak. You want to be on, you know, display advertising, a little bit of search advertising, social, Facebook. They're the industry leader in that one still. So
is print still a part of that equation?
Print ads, it's not part of my equation. No, no.
It's not happening anymore.
Probably, almost feel bad for my friends that are in this industry, but any sort of radio advertising is taking a huge hit right now. Because radio, you know, I talked about Procter & Gamble, but radio primarily is used for commuters these days. You know, you're going to work and from work, you listen to the radio a little bit, but people so much these days are not commuting. You're either working from home, you're not working, you're you know, too busy to even listen to the radio. So they're taking a big hit.
Do you feel the same way about podcasts?
No, I love podcasts. I think podcasts are, I think they're here to stay for a very long time, to be honest. They are what people listen to now. Yeah, you're online all day. You're working on a computer. Right now we're working, but you know, you throw on a podcast, you listen to it. I think it's a great form of not even marketing, just entertainment.
I used to listen to podcasts all the time. Roy used to do podcasts all the time, and here we are kind of creating a podcast herself. But there's so many different things you can cover in a podcast, and it's so easy and it's so accessible.
Yeah,
it's overlooked a lot. I feel like companies overlook podcasts a lot, whereas, you know, there's so much you can do with a podcast. It doesn't have to be, you know, the murder podcasts that are so popular, right?
It doesn't
I know you do.
It's a woman thing. I don't know why.
I know.
Really is. Yeah.
My wife is secretly planning to murder me, and I know this because all she watches. I know you are 100% a part of that, and so that kind of leads into a question for me, Eric. As I throw your beautiful face back up on the screen, how important is it to during this digital marketing wave? Right, we have you have ads that you can run for your own company. Right. And then there's podcasts that your own company can create. But then there are podcasts that other companies are created that could have potential sponsors. So yes. Is that, how does that play into the equation?
Oh, that's huge. You know, it's I lump podcasts almost in the same category as Spotify and music services like that. They are other platforms where you can get your message audibly heard. So, in many ways, it's like influencer advertising. You know, people listen, they are extremely loyal to the podcast they listen to. And if you can get your message heard aloud by the people that they take credible, the people that they, you know, define as having authority, that is oftentimes, if you find the right source, like it's an extremely low cost and almost guerrilla marketing type approach. That's, you know, digital and fun and, it's always really cool to hear your company's name out there on a podcast or, you know, in like a Hulu advertisement, for example, something like that.
And so that type of Hulu advertisement, I know that, you know, you say it's always cool to see your name out there, but is it effective? Is that something that you would advise during this type of time that I know that streaming platforms are, I mean, who's not Netflixing or Disney Plusing right now or Huluing or whatever, right? I mean, choose your video outlet right now. Is it smart to get into that now? Is that a proper course to take?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I called my company Game Plan Digital is because you have to decide what's right for your company. You know, you need a game plan. It's right for some people, okay? You have to know whether you're looking for some brand awareness. And if you are, that is a fantastic avenue to pursue. Right now, like I said, streaming's up 12%. Advertisers, anyone that ever worked for an ad agency will tell you, whenever the news gets bad, something bad happens in the news, advertisers pause their campaigns. And like I said, that creates a buyer's market. So you can get in there for dirt cheap right now. But the problem is, it's not the highest click through channel. So if you're not, if you're solely running on that, it's probably not a great way to build conversions. That said, you know, you can buy a billboard space and hit a grandma or a 16-year-old, or you can buy Hulu and hit whatever niche you want. You can define it that way. So it's excellent for getting your name out there.
Awesome. And can you follow up on the influencers and, you know, if that is a smart way to go about?
Yeah. I talk about guerrilla marketing. That is the, at the moment, quintessential guerrilla marketing. You can pay $50 and get your name out there, get a lot of conversions, honestly, or purchases, whatever you're looking for. All because these people look at their influencers and micro influencers, like, you know, they look up to them. They want to be like them, or they think they're just funny enough that they support them. So if you have someone that has thousands of followers, hundreds of thousands, millions, tweeting your name out there, or whatever they do, Instagramming, you know, that is, depending on who it is and the deals that you work out, you know, it can be a highly effective way of getting, probably the most effective way, if the deal's done right, getting your name out there.
Interesting. So I know that there's a lot of companies out there, right, that have used, so like Bing is one, not to, you know, play ad placement guy here or anything like that.
A Bing plug, yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge Bing plug. Please, Bing, please let me be an influencer. That's all I drink. So,
I've never even heard of it.
Well, Courtney, you know, you talk on mute, so there's not much we can do there for you.
You'll have to Google and ask what it is then.
Yeah. So that's interesting that you say it's one of the most effective ways of getting your name out there. So for a company like mine, right, I've always been interested in the influencers. I've always been interested in TikTok. Obviously, we have an Instagram, and we completely flipped script on our Instagram campaign, where we post memes and we post you know, funny videos and stuff like that. So, is that, you know, can you talk a little about that? Just how to use the social media platforms? I know a lot of companies will go out to Instagram and try and post like, I'm a, you know, roofing company, and I'm going to talk to all about how great my siding is. Should you go that route where you're talking about how great your product is, or should you use, you know, and I think I know what you're going to say, but should you use the platform for how people are using it?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's certainly a case for both, to be honest, Roy. The whole purpose behind it, and the people that follow you know this, but the whole purpose is to get your name out there, get your product out there. If you guys have a new product at Capital Presence, you know, you want to share this with everybody. You want to make sure they know it exists. So that is, you know, at the core of it, any marketing. But to make it effective marketing, you have to blend in, so to speak, with what people are looking at. Or, you know, it's really easy to flip your thumb and skip something. So if you kind of meet people where they're at, again, it all goes back to that. But if they're looking at memes, you put up memes. You know what I mean? You need to sneak in there somehow. That sounds very insidious, but at the end of the day, you know, you're adding a little bit of value to people's life if you're making them laugh a little bit. At the same time, you know, you're a brand. So, yes.
Like I mentioned before, it's, you know, knowing your viewers and your target market, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's marketing 101. So you definitely need to know that before you even decide what channels to invest in.
So Eric, I know we got 1 minute here until we call this a wrap. And so, before we go, is there anything that you want to plug? Anything that you guys are doing over at Game Plan Digital that you want everyone to kind of get the word out there? Is there anything you guys are working on?
Yeah, actually, thank you for asking, Roy. In light of the, you know, the COVID outbreak and the economy at the moment, we are trying to give back to the small businesses that might be affected and their employees. So this month, you know, anyone that has a company that has under 50 employees, we define as a small business, you can come to us to get free digital services. Now, this offer ends next week, so I would advise you to go sooner than later. But, you know, I assume if we do well, I would hope that you stick around for June. But the way I look at it, it's a free trial that can help people out. And even if it's for May, like, I get it. I'm just glad to help out somebody in, like, a peer, pretty much, because we're a small business. And hopefully help you compete with the big dogs. It's the end goal. Yeah.
Slam dunk. Yeah. It, no.
I have a question for you, Roy. Didn't you have a birthday?
I did have a birthday. Yes.
You had a birthday recently. Happy belated birthday.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
Yay. So we're going to sing happy birthday to Roy.
Oh.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Roy boy. Happy
birthday to you.
Wow, guys. Thank you. Yeah, wow.
No, that's the CEO of Capital.
Yeah, this is the CEO. The boss lady comes in with a cake. So is this what you guys had? So, Eric, you had a meeting with Haley yesterday, I know. So is this this is the meeting that you guys had? Was the
to describe the scene, I called Capital Presence on Instagram. I used the face chat there, and it was Haley in the car, and I said, "Hey, Roy's not around, is he?" And he's sitting right next to her in the passenger seat there. So he heard everything. Almost blew the cover there, but yes, that is exactly.
Well, I didn't know that a cake was coming. I mean, they've been making a cake all day, and I just kind of figured that, you know, hey, it's COVID, make a cake.
Yeah,
screw it, let's eat some cake, you know. So yeah, I did have a birthday. It was last week. And thanks, man. I appreciate that. I'm 34 years young. So, yeah.
Day over 33, Roy.
Oh, thanks. Yes. You know, I told a bunch of people that I was turning 33. So I skipped a whole year. I thought I was 32 for an entire year. I thought I was 32 and I was 33. So I was 32 turning 34. It's very disappointing. So my 33rd year. This is just super disappointing. It's not gonna really play anything through my whole life. I'll not even remember that it happened because I went from 32 to 34.
Your so that's only soul is how you feel, Roy. Okay.
I feel 50. So. So hopefully it's not how you feel because I hope to have a lot more life left than how I feel. So So Eric, man, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. I know we're 3 minutes over, but it's always good to hang out with you. It's good to see you. We at Capital Presence use Game Plan Digital. They're great. They've been a partner of ours for quite some time. All of our clients trust them. We are a small business as well, so we always like to support small businesses. That's part of what this whole series is. Last week we had Paradise Springs, a small business in Northern Virginia. Next week we have SDL Consultant as my daughter brings me my slice of cake there.
All right.
Thank you. Next week we have SDL Consulting. They are going to help you with finance. They'll run payroll services. It's compliant, it's safe, it's secure. They do Jamis implementation. So if you're out there and you want to Google what in the hell is Jamis implementation, you look them up. Maybe some SEO provided by the good Eric Betchell and Game Plan Digital. That's what we can talk about next week. It's because we know that's a trying time, right? With the PPP, you have to manage your payroll. You have to understand the rules, and you really have to understand what all is going on. So make sure you guys check that out next week with SDL Consulting. And well, Eric, any final words before we ride off into the sunset?
No, thank you guys for having me. And you guys have a game plan, right?
We do have a game plan. Yes. Thank you. Thank you to Eric Betchell. We have a game plan.
Yes.
So guys, thanks for hanging out. Courtney, thanks for not being on mute the whole time. Really appreciate it.
Anytime.
And and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out. This has been our fourth installment of the Happy Hour, virtual Happy Hour. Actually, wait, before we go, Eric.
Yes.
Let people know how people can get to you. How can people reach Game Plan Digital?
Yeah, actually, if you look at how he spells it, it's almost that. It's game plan hyphen digital. So if you have that there, www.gameplan-digital.com. Someone else took the original game plan digital. So we're looking to buy that from them.
All right. I'll drop that in the I will drop that in the comments if you are watching it live. If you're watching this on YouTube, I'll make sure that is in the description so that you can check out our friends over there at gameplan-digital.com. Eric, thanks for hanging out, man. Courtney, thanks for being here again. Thanks for everybody who has been able to make this possible. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers.